Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio,
let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories radio show, Talk Radio. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. Welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting the Talk Radio show. So if you have something you want to talk to us about, just give me a call at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And you can make a comment or ask a question or just make statements about the subject of the day. Well, today we're going to be talking about the Academy Awards. That's right. We're going to talk about all the winners of the Academy Awards. So if you have a comment or a question that you want to say about the Academy Awards, the 2022 Academy Awards, well, then just call me, and I'll be glad to take your conversation, take your comments, answer your questions, or talk about a subject about the Academy Awards. That's what we're talking about today, and I want to start off with the 10 awards that were given away in the Academy Awards. So, DJ Papa D, what was the first category? I think it was the best picture, and the best picture for 2022 for the Academy Award was Coda. I think that was the best picture for 2022 was Coda. Am I right or am I wrong? I think I'm right. I think it was called Coda. And the best director of 2021-2022 was a lady, a female director, by the name of
Jane Campion.
Jane Campion. Yes, Jane Campion was the best director of a motion picture. So she won the Academy Award for the Best Director. So that's two awards. And we say the best male actor was Will Smith in King Richard, which was the name of the documentary about the girls, Venus and Serena Williams, and their father was Richard Williams, and the story of how he raised his daughters in Compton to be tennis pros. That's what he raised them as. He taught them how to play the game of tennis, and he worked with them until they were good enough to go on the pro tour. And then they started winning everything on the pro tour, and that became their job. They became pro tennis players, and they've made millions of dollars being pro tennis players. So Will Smith played King Richard, who Richard Williams was the father of Serena and Venus Williams, the world-class tennis players. All right. And the woman for the best female actress was Jennifer Holliday. Jennifer Hudson. Not Jennifer Holliday. Jennifer Hudson. And she starred in the movie Respect, which was a documentary about the life and times of Aretha Franklin. And she
actually
was an award-winning.
Best actress went to Jessica Chastain for the movie The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh, The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Right.
The best actress.
And the best actress, Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain. Oh, my bad. I thought Jennifer Hudson won the best actress. Oh, she just starred in the movie about Aretha Franklin, but she didn't get a best actress award. Okay. All right. So that's three, four, five, six. Okay, let's see. What else do we have? We have the best screenplay. Who wrote the best screenplay? The best screenplay was
written by... Best original. So there's two screenplay awards. One is the best original screenplay. And that was Belfast by Kenneth Branagh. And the best adapted screenplay is Coda again. And that
Coda won the Academy Award.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's good. Coda won another award for the best adapted screenplay. And what was the last one I wanted to recognize? The best animated picture was, who was the best animated picture?
There is the best animated feature film, and that's Encanto, starring Jared Bush, Byron Howard, Yvette Marino, and Clark Spencer. And then there's also the best animated short film. And the winner of that one is The Windshield Wiper by Alberto Nielgo and Leo Sanchez.
All right. And that's the Windshield Wiper received the best animated movie. So, all right. Well, that will name 10 of the Oscars that I wanted to talk about. Does anybody have any comments they want to make about, Will Smith and Chris Rock? That was a real interesting situation that happened at the Academy Awards. So if we have anybody that wants to make a comment about that situation at the Academy Awards, well, this is the time for you to call in and state your comment, because we're going to talk about that just for a minute, and then we're going to move on and do something else. So if you have something that you want to say, you want to say that people shouldn't be fighting, that they should be acting better because they're adults and they should be acting better than they were, on the behalf of everybody that was watching around the world, watching the Academy Awards, do you think that they should have held that until they were behind the scenes? Well, I do too. I think that they were really uncalled for, that to act that way, to be uncalled for in the eyes of all of the world watching the Academy Awards. So that's my opinion. I think Will Smith should have held his attitude until he went behind the screens, and then he could have talked to Chris Rock privately and Tisha Campbell. No, that's not her name. Tisha Campbell, think of her name?
Whose name are you trying to think of?
Will Smith's wife.
Jada Pinkett Smith?
Jada Pinkett Smith, yes. She should have held Will Smith down until later on in the evening, instead of trying to provoke him to do something right then and there when she got embarrassed because Chris Rock made a joke about her haircut. But nobody knew what the situation was with her hair. So we should have let them handle that off stage and behind the curtain. It didn't have to be presented out front, in front of the world to see. So that's my comment about Will Smith. He should have waited until he got behind the scenes, and then he should have checked Chris. Yeah, I can't even think of his name. Chris Rock.
Chris
Tucker. Chris Rock. Thank you. Yeah, he should have waited until he got behind the scenes to check Chris Rock about the joke that he made. But we all understand it was just a joke. He didn't mean no harm to Will Smith's wife. But she kind of took it because she was feeling bad about her hair, her head situation. So she was feeling upset about that. But, you know, life goes on. And you're out in public looking like a bald-headed something. I'm not going to make no jokes about her because I don't want Will Smith coming looking for me. Oh, no, because I can't deal with Will Smith. He played Muhammad Ali. Oh, no, he'll know how to shuffle and do to the dance. Oh, no, kumbaya. He ain't punching on me. I ain't having it. I ain't going down like that. So I'm just saying he should have had better respect and better difference about acting up in public like that. He's a grown-ass man, and he should have waited till he got behind the curtains to jump on Chris Rock. But that was funny. Chris Rock made a joke about it. It was supposed to be light. It wasn't supposed to be a big issue with Jada Pinkett. It was just supposed to be a little lightweight joke that Jada Pinkett should have shook off. She shouldn't have got all upset about it. I mean, it's a situation that she's dealing with, and she's walking around looking bald-headed and stuff. Somebody made a comment. I mean, you know, we know Jada Pinkett. She shaved her head so she could get recognized in Hollywood. So why is she tripping now that she's bald-headed? I don't know. I'm thinking she got issues. Was she married Will Smith? She got big issues. So anyway, that's my comment. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm saying that's the Academy Awards. So the 2022 Academy Awards went off real good, except for that one little situation between Will Smith and Chris Rock. But everything else was okay. So now we can move on. What do we want to talk about? We want to talk about black men tripping over their girlfriends. Hey, how about talking about who can we talk about? Let's talk about wow, I'm going brain dead. I can't even think of these people's names. How about the rapper, the singer that's been hiding out watching his ex-wife run around with all these men? He's been popping out of
Kanye?
Bushes. Kanye?
You're talking about Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye.
You're back into the Kanye D.L. Hughley thing? Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I want to talk about Kanye jumping on D.L. Hughley. At least he hasn't jumped on him yet. He's just been talking stuff to D.L. Hughley, and Hughley's been getting back at him on social media and stuff, talking bad about Kanye, telling him he needs to chill out and stop stalking his ex-wife. If she don't want to be with him, then she needs to get away, and he needs to let her go. But, you know, he acted up, and she left him, and she took the kids, too. So that's what he's upset about. She took his whole family. She left, and she took the kids. So that's what happened. He's kind of upset about that. He wants his family back. And he's not trying to give him back his family. He'd say, well, you can talk to the kids when they grow up. But right now, I ain't having it. I ain't letting you play with the kids. I ain't letting you talk to them. Because I think you got a bad attitude. And he doesn't understand what she's talking about. But we all know Kanye has made some crazy songs lately. And he's a music artist. And the fact that he supported Donald Trump, man, we know he had issues. He was trying to support Trump when Trump was running for president. Oh, no, we know that he ain't got good sense. So he was trying to be a representative for the United States. Now, come on, Kanye. You know you ain't got brains like that. How dare you want to run the country? It's bad enough Donald Trump tried to run the country. So what the hell is really going on? Are we just really tripping? Are we just losing our mind, or what the hell? I don't know. We got Kanye wanting to run for president. We got Donald Trump inciting a insurrection on the Capitol, and then now he wants to run for president again after he got impeached like twice? Come on now. Where are we going with Donald Trump and the gang? I mean, is he trying to bring back all of the prejudice in the world? What's going on? I don't know. I'm going to leave that alone. That's another day for another topic with Donald Trump and his issues. He got issues, but he's a multimillionaire, so he can have issues. He just begs and steals for the things that he gets. So that's all. But Kanye, I don't know about you either, buddy. I don't know what your issue is. We'll have to sit and talk about that one day just to see if you actually going to get your wife back, and we'll see what happens. So I think that's the start of my talk radio show. If you have something that you want to share with us on the radio, give me a call at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. That's G Money and Talk Radio. So let's talk about anything that you want to talk about. We talked about the NCAA. We got Duke is going to play, and Kansas is going to play, and Villanova is going to play, and University of North Carolina is going to play. They are the Final Four getting ready to play in the Duke NCAA tournament. I almost said the Duke tournament, because Duke makes the NCAA every year. So I don't want to call it the Duke tournament, but this will be the last year for their coach, Mike Krzyzewski. He's going to retire after this year. And he was the coach of the United States Olympic team basketball. He had the dream team. So now he's finished with basketball. He's going to retire and do something else. I don't know. Maybe he'll sit around and, I don't know, paint basketballs or something. He'll look at all his trophies in his trophy case or something like that. I mean, he got a bunch of trophies that he can look at for a while. He can take some pictures with himself and all of his trophies, because he earned a bunch of them. In like 25 years of coaching, he was the number one college coach in America. He got more wins than everybody. So he's been doing his thing, that's for sure. All right, but this will be the last year that Duke has Mike Krzyzewski for a coach. So if they don't win the national championship, Mike Krzyzewski will come up a little bit short. His team made it to the Final Four, so they got two games they have to win now in order for him to retire on top of the world. So Duke has to win their next game, and then they have to be in the number one, number two spot to win the national championship game. And then Mike Krzyzewski can retire on top of the world. He will be the best basketball coach in national basketball history, college history, NCAA tournament, more than everybody in the country. So that'll be Mike Krzyzewski, and he will be remembered as he moves on to do something else. I don't know. Maybe he'll be a singer or something. Maybe he'll tell jokes. Yeah, I don't know what his retirement plan is, but he got enough trophies to polish trophies all day. And he's cool people, so maybe he'll go around and be a scout with the NBA. I don't know. I don't know where he's going to go. So we have to wait and see what happens. All right, DJ, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm G Money, and this is Talk Radio.
You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating, and I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skates. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on a backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skate rink that were liking the way I was skating, and they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate double. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend, and my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor.
So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you stay pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, man, I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rose Grant. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skate. I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. Fancy skate. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. Put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story Talk Radio. Talk Radio Show. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm going to talk to you. Okay, well, let's see. I got a few things I need to say to you. For one, if you want to call in and you have comments or questions or statements you want to share with me about the NCAA tournament or about the Academy Awards ceremony, then you can call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. Okay. And I'm willing to take any calls or any comments, any questions, any statements that you want to make about anything that we've had on my radio show. If you want to talk about basketball, if you want to talk about baseball, if you want to talk about football, we can talk about the NFL and how all of these quarterbacks are getting paid all of these millions of dollars. Now, I know that's unusual because they didn't pay quarterbacks money like that. But now Aaron Rodgers started a floodgate full of quarterbacks getting big money. Aaron Rodgers got $470 million. For a 4-year contract, and now they broke it down to $180 million for a 4-year deal. And then they got the guy that just got signed by the Cleveland Browns. He just got $300 million. And he has issues outstanding. But they're going to give him $300 million for a 4-year deal. And the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, Jesse, he's getting $200 million for like a 5-year deal. So they're paying these quarterbacks outrageous prices for them to stay in the NFL for as long as Tom Brady stayed in. And I know Tom Brady is just getting a year-by-year deal because he's old, but he's still playing at top-rate speed. He's got the most quarterback touchdowns, the most running touchdowns, and the most passing yardage in a season. He's still at the top of his game. So he's doing outstanding game performance, and he's still demanding the big salary. And he has 7 Super Bowls to his credit, so he's earned all the money that he could possibly make. So his wife is like, what else do you have to prove? You've done so much in the NFL. What do you have to prove? Why don't you retire? But I don't think he wants to sit home and listen to his wife run her mouth. So he's like, I ain't going home. I'm going to hang out with the fellas, and we're going to play football. So that's what we're going to do. So I'll see you when I come home at the end of the season, and then I can hang out with you and the kids. But right now, I'm playing football. That's what I do. That's my thing. So I'm playing football, and I ain't trying to hear your mouth. You go and model and take pictures and do what you do, because his wife is a top-rated model around the world. So he could do without her sometimes. And he's learned that his football is number one in his life. So he's playing football. And he ain't trying to sit at home and listen to his wife nag and talk to him like, why are you doing what you're doing? Because he's like, I'm a football player. That's what I do. I'm a quarterback. And if I come home, what will I do then? I will be sitting around the house thinking about playing football. And I won't be playing any more football. So when I quit, I'll quit for good. But right now, I can still play, and I'm still enjoying the game, and I'm still having a good time. So I'm going to play football. And I can even coach some quarterbacks to come behind me. I can be a quarterback coach. When I stop playing, then I'll be a quarterback coach. And so he's setting his path up to be a quarterback coach when he stops playing quarterback. If he gets hurt or if he can't run and throw anymore, then he'll just be a quarterback coach, and he'll be one of the best quarterback coaches that there is, because he's had a great career as the number one quarterback in the NFL. 7 Super Bowls. What can you say? He won 7 Super Bowls. So he's the number one man on the block. Big dog on the yard. And he's doing what he does. So he can do that. But now we got all these quarterbacks getting these big contracts. And I'm wondering, Russell Simmons went to Denver Broncos, and I wonder if he's going to bring Denver back to the Super Bowl. Denver won 2 Super Bowls with John Elway, and they haven't won a Super Bowl since. Oh, wait, back up. They did win one with Peyton Manning took over as quarterback. They won a Super Bowl. So they did. They've won 3 Super Bowls. So Denver has 3 Super Bowls to their credit. So now they get Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson had 2 Super Bowls in Seattle. So now I guess he's looking to get a 3rd Super Bowl in Denver. And Denver is looking to get another Super Bowl behind the helm of Russell Wilson. So we'll see if this year Denver performs well. They have a good defense. They got a good offensive line. They got good receivers. They got good running backs. Man, they got a defensive group that's real good. Their DBs and their safeties and their corners are real good. He joined a winning team. And if he plays as good as he played in Seattle, then they'll be going back to the Super Bowl again. And they're in the same league with Aaron Rodgers. They just have to beat Green Bay in order to move on to the NFC Championship, because Denver's in the NFC along with the Green Bay Packers. So we'll have to see. And the Los Angeles Rams are in the NFC also. And the Arizona Cardinals are in the NFC. All of them are good teams in the NFC. And I'm trying to think, who is Cincinnati? I think Cincinnati's in the NFC too. So all these teams are in the NFC. They're building their NFC. And they're playing well. So, all right, the NFC. Even though the NFC didn't win the All-Star game, the AFC won the All-Star game. They had the best quarterbacks and the best receivers in football, and they won the All-Star game. They outplayed the NFC. But the NFC, all the good players were playing in the Super Bowl. So they didn't have time to play in the All-Star game. They were just watching from the sideline because they were getting ready to play in the Super Bowl. Okay. Well, we got, who else is in the NFC? Let's see. We got Seattle. We got Denver. We got San Francisco. We got Arizona. We got L.A. L.A. Rams. And we got the L.A. Chargers. All in the NFC. And who else? Well, let's see. AFC, Kansas City. AFC, the Buffalo Bills, AFC, the New England Patriots, AFC, Atlanta Falcons, AFC, Minnesota Vikings, AFC, the Dallas Cowboys, AFC, the Philadelphia Eagles, AFC, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. That's all AFC. And the NFC is the Washington football team. And who else is in the – oh, the Miami Dolphins is NFC. And who else? The Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they're in the NFC. And the New York Jets are in the NFC, and the New York Giants are in the NFC. And who else is in the NFC? Who else is going to be representing the NFC? Who else? Who am I thinking about? Who is representing the NFC? San Francisco? I already said the 49ers. Seattle? I already said Seattle. I said Denver. I said L.A. Rams and L.A. Chargers. And Arizona Cardinals. Who else is representing the NFC? I don't know. I can't think of anything. But we can talk about the Los Angeles Lakers getting ready to win the Western Conference, and they'll be playing in the championship probably against the Milwaukee Bucks again. But the Lakers will be ready this year because they got LeBron and they got a whole squad ready to play. They got Westfall. They got David Green. They got all of the players coming back. So everybody's healthy now. So they should be able to make a run for the title, for the West Coast Championship, and then the NBA All-Champion team. Yep, they will be ready. All right. Well, DJ, I guess it's time. I've done enough talking. So play a song. How about playing I'm a Comedian from L.A.? Play that song for the listening audience so they can remember that I'm G-Money and I am multi-talented. I'm a comedian. I'm a rapper. I'm a singer. I'm a writer. I can do it all. And all you got to do is just pay attention as I'm putting it down live on the radio, on talk radio. I'm G Money, and this is Gregory's Stories, talk radio. And I'll see you again. Well, after we play the song, we're going to do the birthday, and then we'll pray, and then I'll see you again on Thursday. So have a good week. A good day off tomorrow, and I'll see you again on Thursday. So, DJ Papa D, play my song. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to L.A. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught him one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on, now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny. I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on, now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. Put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. So now it's time for me to shut it down, get out the air chair, and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I'm going to say I'll see you on Thursday's radio show and we'll have some more talk radio information to talk about. Yes, we will. So I want to say I'll see you later. But before we go, let's give a shout out to everybody that's having a birthday today on the 29th of March, March 29th, 2022. Okay, DJ, how many of my fans and my followers are having birthdays today so we can give them a happy birthday shout out?
All right. Well, let's say happy birthday to Stacy Johnson Hamilton. Stacy turns 52 years old today. Malika W. is 34 years old today. Michelle Simon, who's a Zeta, has a birthday today. Justin Black Lesnar Magwood, what kind of name is that, is 38 years old today, and this man is a Sigma. Erica Williams, another Zeta, has a birthday today. Debbie Taylor has a birthday today. Ibrahim Rashid Kamara Jr. has a birthday today, and he's wearing purple and gold, so I'm assuming he's a Q.
He's a Q.
Gary Harris. Yeah. Gary Harris has a birthday today. Donna Taylor is 50 years old today. Janine Salafu. Janine R. Salafu has a birthday today. Wahida has a birthday today. Kendra Thompson Royal has a birthday today. Mike Pierre, and proudly wearing his Phi Beta Sigma gear, has a birthday today. And last but not least, DeMarco Hill is 30 years old today. Happy birthday, everyone, on March 29th, 2022.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody, all my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma brothers, and all of my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and all the other Greeks, the Omegas, the Alphas, the Kappas, and the Qs, and the AKAs, the Sigma Gamma Rho's, and the Delta Sigma Thetas. I want to wish everybody and all the GDIs, I want to wish all of you happy birthday today as we're going into the Easter season. May you have Easter blessings and real, real good blessings coming to you now that we're preparing for the Passover so that God can bless everybody around the world. May we get rid of this virus and may everybody receive their blessing according to the way that they live. May you be living gracious and living for everybody else's life. And I want to say happy birthday because today is your day. And may you receive some blessings and something special for your day on your birthday. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, and many more. Happy birthday, y'all, on March 29th, 2022. Oh, my God. I'm getting confused on the birthday. Happy birthday for everybody that's born today on Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. May you have a happy and pleasant birthday. And may you get all the good things that you desire for your birthday. I mean, you know, make sure you get some tonight. Yeah, and there ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So say something for the big dog, because I'm going to be waiting for my issue. Oh, yes, I will. And if you get cake or candy or pie or ice cream, yeah, get a little for me, too. All right, I'll see you on Thursday. Have a good day and have a pleasant evening. All right, DJ, let's pray to get rid of this virus and to bring the blessings into our world. And hopefully we can get rid of this war and between Russia and the Ukraine. Let's get rid of the pain in the Ukraine. Let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.